Watch, Buzz protester demands right to talk about his genitalia. By Joel B. Polak on June 23, 2020. A male protester at the Black House Autonomous Zone, BHAZ, outside St. John's Episcopal Church on Monday evening demanded the right to talk about his genitalia, accusing female activists of body-shaming him. The bizarre scene unfolded during Breitbart News live stream of the Black Lives Matter-affiliated protest, which began earlier in the evening when rioters attempted to tear down a statue of Andrew Jackson, which they had defaced, in front of the White House. U.S. Park Police pushed the crowd away from the statue and out of Lafayette Park, and were assisted by D.C. Metro Police. But the Black Lives Matter protesters used the intersection, renamed Black Lives Matter Plaza earlier this month by Washington, D.C., Mayor Muriel Bowser, as a staging point for the next phase of protest. Inspired by the Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone, CHAZ, in Seattle, now renamed the Capitol Hill Occupied Protest, or CHOP, the activists set up tents in the plaza and settled in for a lengthy occupation. They also vandalized the church, which was partially damaged in a fire set during an earlier wave of Black Lives Matter riots on May 31. Police faced off against activists, who taunted the officers, particularly Black officers, hurling racial epithets and abuse. But the tension was broken somewhat by the farcical diatribe of a man who arrived and began demanding the right to talk about his genitalia. "Why you body shaming me about my DCK?" he said, complaining that women enjoyed a double standard when it came to public displays of nudity and discussions about their bodies. "You're supposed to be here for me," he deadpanned. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. His new book, Red November, is available for pre-order. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @joelpolak.